transmission.
Ho yo yo, and here we go. It is 19:30 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. So let's begin. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and the sergeant of arms, Pippa, my cat, is sitting right here on my lap on the blankie. And what are we doing? We are watching football. As always, we're watching the Egypt game. And it just started. It just started. We're 41, 42, 43 seconds in. Egypt has possession of the ball in their own half, and they're trying to make their way forward. They just showed the lineups. And the good news is Mohamed Salah has started the game. And Egypt just gave the ball away to Russia. Uh-oh. Ooh, that was close. There was a real nice pass into the box. But it was just a step behind the guy. Yes, so anyway, Mohamed Salah, is playing today. He is the star of Egypt. He is also the star of the English Premier League. I believe he won the Golden Boot this year. The Golden Boot is an award that is given to the Premier League player who scores the most goals. And I think he scored like 31 or 32 or somewhere around there. It was over 40. It was like 42 or 43 in all competitions. Okay, bye, Pippa. Pippa has decided to leave. But if you'll remember, Mohamed Salah was injured in the UEFA Champions League final. Liverpool played Real Madrid, and Sergio Ramos, a Real Madrid player who is playing for Spain in this World Cup, took Mohamed Salah down with a real nice shoulder throw or an arm throw and injured Mohamed Salah's shoulder. That was about a month ago. And Egypt did not, they didn't put Mohamed Salah in their first game. And so everybody was like, oh, well, no wonder you lost. So now Mo Salah is in the game. He's going to rock and roll now for Egypt. We want to see him score lots of goals. Another interesting thing that I saw was when they were showing the lineups. Egypt has four guys named Mohamed starting this game. And I thought that was interesting. Because then I started thinking, how many guys named Jesus does Mexico have? And I'm not sure. But I think maybe only one. Possibly two. I can't remember. Oh, that's funny to me. So anyway, we're going to sit here and watch Egypt and see what they can do. I know I'm excited. Are you excited? You should be excited. It's the cup! I do love the cup. I love any cup. But this is an especially good one. The World Cup. Hooray! All right, so I've also got this nice cup of tea. It's only about half full because I've been drinking lots of tea this morning. I think I'm dehydrated. Oh, that's good tea. Mm-hmm. So yummy. Well, I almost thought about going outside today, which would have meant that I would have missed part of this game. But, you know, this will be replayed later tonight, so I can always watch parts of games that I don't see, or games that I miss altogether, which happens. There was a game early this morning that I missed. I'm trying to think of what it was. Senegal versus somebody. Let's go Senegal. I always root for African teams. And I always love the African team fans. They're always ultras. It's pretty great. There's never any casual national team fans from Africa. What are you doing over there in the corner, Pippa? My cat's trying to tear up the carpet. What are you doing? Why do you feel the need to do that? Would you not do that, please? Oh, my kitty cat. What are you doing? What's this kitty doing? Is she looking for a bug? Is there a bug over there? Anywho. So, what else has been going on? Well, due to all of the World Cup that I've been watching, you know, I've got games during the day, and then I watch the games that I missed at night. I haven't been watching any movies or anything, so we're not going to have any movie reviews today. And I was thinking about going outside. We had a pretty decent thunderstorm last night. And it got cool. Well, relatively cool. It's about 82 degrees right now. Oh, now the cat's freaking out over there on her bandana. Yeah, you get it. Get it, Pippa. She's so funny. Yes, a piece of cloth. The funnest cat toy ever. Uh-oh. She's zippy now. She's zipping around. So it's a little bit cooler today, and I thought about maybe we should go to Herrenhaven because we haven't seen any dudes. And I thought, well, it is super humid, though. I don't know how smart that would be. So as a test, I ran over to the bank about a half an hour ago. And yeah, it was kind of cool, but any extended period of time outside would not be good just because of the humidity. And so we are staying in and we're going to watch the full game today. Woohoo! But instead of movie reviews, I think today we will have a product review. What product review will we have today? Well, I saw a commercial on TV last night, late at night. What was I watching? I don't know, just something dumb before I was going to go to bed. And I saw the new Bell & Howell product advertised. Only $19.95. You might be familiar with Bell & Howell and their television commercials. They make lights out of LEDs. They started out with the Tac light, a flashlight that has LEDs and is very bright and is focusable and has three settings. I have one right here. Actually, this is not a Bell & Howell Tac light. This is just a regular knockoff, whatever, but it's essentially the same thing. And then, of course, Bell & Howell came out with the little tactical lantern with the Cobb LEDs. Like they invented something new. Cobb LEDs. Well, Bell & Howell has a new lighting product out called the Disc Light. It is a disc that is, maybe 10 centimeters in diameter and a centimeter thick. It is round. And it's four or five LEDs hooked up to a solar panel. It's got a little voltage regulator in it and everything. And boy, you can just leave these disc lights out in the sun. They charge up. And this is the best part. In the commercial, they said, disc lights. What was the words? Basically, what they said was that the disc lights convert the sun's energy to solar power. That is what they said. Converts the sun's energy to solar power. No, the sun's energy is already solar power. That is what solar power means. Solar means sun, power means energy. But if that's not stupid enough for you, you can buy, what was it, six of these disc lights For 1995, you put them in your yard, put them in your steps. Yeah, put them in your yard so that when you run over them with the mower, they turn into shrapnel and come shooting out. Worthless, absolutely worthless, the disc light. What was the one a couple years ago that was a plastic dome? You don't see those anymore. I occasionally still see them in thrift stores, though. Bell and Howell. If you are old enough, meaning if you are over about 35 or 40, no, yeah, if you're over 40 years old, you might remember that Bell and Howell used to be a legitimate company. Bell and Howell is a brand name or a trademark that I'm very familiar with, that I grew up with in my life. And Bell and Howell used to make all kinds of stuff. I remember them mostly making, like, projectors, media projectors. Bell and Howell made overhead projectors. They made opaque projectors. They made slide projectors, film projectors, film strip projectors. What else? All kinds of stuff like that. And then, in, when was that? In the very late 70s, the beginning of the 80s, Bell and Howell also made Apple II clones. Here's an interesting bit of history. You know, we think of the Apple computers today, we think of Mac, right? Not exactly open source. But back in the day, Apple was the open source computer, and the IBMs were the proprietary ones. And then when the Apple came out with Macs, they stopped being proprietary. They stopped being open source and went to being proprietary. And IBM said, okay, well, then we'll be the open source guys. Yeah. So Bell and Powell, back in the old days, they actually made Apple II clones. And we had one in my junior high school. And the thing that was so cool about it was that it was black. It was the same shape. The case was the same shape as a regular Apple II. Everything was exactly the same, except it was black instead of computer beige. And remember, this was the era of computers when everything was starting to be made beige. Everything had to be beige. The only thing that wasn't beige were like Radio Shack TRS-80s, the old Tandy computers. The TRS-80 was mostly gray. Also unexciting. So the Bell and Howell Apple II was black. We called it the Rotten Apple. And I kind of liked it, just because it was so, I don't know, it was stealth. It was so hacky. It was cool. I myself at the time had a Franklin Ace 1000, another Apple II clone that was actually a little bit better. It was actually upgraded. It actually had lowercase and could do 80 columns and all that kind of stuff. The Franklin Ace 1000 was basically an Apple IIe before the IIes came out. A couple years before they came out. So anyway, Bell and Howell. They went from a legitimate company to being just another crap joke company that advertises their products and on TV and gives you an 800 number to dial. Operators are standing by. Have your credit card ready. So, yeah. My advice, do not buy stock in Bell and Howell. Oh. Egypt had a shot on goal there. It went wide. Did they get a corner kick out of it? What do they got going on here? Is this a corner kick? No. Yes? No? Have we decided? No, it's a throw-in at the corner. They put the ball back in, but no. They could not make anything of that opportunity. Let's go Egypt. Let's go Egypt. Come on, you guys. With all these Muhammads on their side, they need to get some goals. Oh, Mohamed Salah's open at the top of the box. The other guy shoots to the far post. Oh, and it just goes wide. Inches wide. Oh, that was a good shot, though. Had some nice bend to it. All right. Oh, St. Petersburg, Russia. My brother actually has visited St. Petersburg, Russia. He went there essentially to visit the Hermitage Museum, and to visit the famous cats that work there. And that leads nicely into what else we need to talk about. The Hermitage Cats. If you're not familiar with it, if you don't live in the art world, if you're not an art dork, you need to know that there's a big museum in St. Petersburg, Russia, called the Hermitage. And it's massive. And it's a very important and significant museum in this world that we live in. And it's been there for a long, long time. And one of the cool things about this museum is they have, shall we say, organic and natural pest control systems. And these pest control systems are called cats. There are a lot of cats, like a couple of dozen cats that live at the museum, at the Hermitage, and they are allowed to roam freely, and these cats take care of mice and other rodents and other pests and stuff like that. So they have a job. Now, perhaps you've heard this story, but there is one particular cat at the Hermitage. His name is Achilles, and he's got a funny kinked tail. He's a white cat. He's all white, and he's got this funny bend or curl, this funny kink in his tail. He's also deaf. But this cat, Achilles, he has one other job / special ability or responsibility to the world, and that is he is a football oracle. He predicts the outcomes of World Cup games. Yeah, now, is that unusual? No. Every time there's a World Cup, there is always an animal oracle. There's always a story about some animal who's been picking games. And people think this is a fun thing to do. And it's kind of funny. And in past years, the oracle has been an octopus. Look up Paul the Octopus. And one year, I remember it was a bird. It was like some kind of conure that would pick teams. Well, this year, it's Achilles the cat, and he's going to be predicting all the games that are played in St. Petersburg. And so far, I haven't checked, but as of yesterday, he was 100%. And the way they have him pick is they just put out two bowls of food, and they put a flag next to each bowl, the flag of the countries who are playing the game that he's trying to predict. And whatever food he eats, whichever bowl he eats out of, is the team that Achilles picks. And so if you just do a web search for Achilles prediction or something like that, you will find a story about this cat. Achilles Hermitage will bring up a lot of stuff. This cat attracts a lot of press. They have press conferences, just like they did with Paul the Octopus. Now, the funny thing is this isn't Achilles the cat's first time at predicting games. Last summer, he was predicting games, too, for, what was it, the Confederations Cup? I don't remember. how he did. But it doesn't matter. Everybody loves an animal oracle. Especially for the World Cup. Paul the Octopus, he is the famous one. He was this octopus in Germany who I think got all the games right, all of his predictions right. That was crazy. I wonder how many people were betting on what this octopus picked. I don't know. Anyway, speaking of animals and the World Cup, you may have also heard this story by now. Did I mention it already? Did I talk about it yesterday? I can't remember. But the Nigerian fans have been banned from bringing their lucky chickens into the stadiums. Yes, you heard me correctly. Although, I guess technically speaking, the Nigerian fans haven't been banned so much as the lucky chickens. But apparently, in Nigeria, it is appropriate and socially acceptable and kind of expected for football fans to bring their lucky chickens to the games. And so they were wondering, can we bring our lucky chickens to the World Cup? Well, apparently, the Russian Minister of Culture said no. And I'm sorry, but that's not very culturally sensitive. If you're the Minister of Culture, you need to be aware of other people's culture. And in their culture, they bring chickens to football games. No, this guy said no. Well, then in that case, if you can't allow them to bring chickens from home because you're worried about importing invasive species or microbes or diseases, I can understand that. Yeah, you can't import animals. It can be dangerous. But you should at least then locally source some lucky chickens for these Nigerians. You should provide lucky chickens. I mean, how difficult is it? And they have chickens in Russia. They have non-toxic green hairspray in Russia. You can, you know, color these chickens green and rent them to Nigerians in little cages so they can bring them to the game. Woohoo, lucky chicken. So I'm kind of mad at the Russians. We're not going to have any lucky chickens. That's not any fun. Or, you know, at least maybe the Nigerian team should be allowed to have like one lucky chicken that travels with the team, and then they can put the chicken on the in a cage down on the sideline and we could have the lucky chicken there, but no. Ooh, cute Russian girls in the crowd today. I like how the cameramen always pick out the cute girls. So I'm upset that I'm not getting to see any lucky chickens. I'm sorry, but if I was in Russia right now, I would get on a computer, go to the Oriental Trading Company website, OTC, right here in Omaha, Nebraska, and I would order up a couple gross of little plastic toy chickens, and I would paint green stripes on them to represent Nigeria, and I'd be out selling these for a euro a piece in front of stadiums at Nigeria games. Every Nigerian fan I could find, I would say, hey, you want to buy a lucky chicken? Only 1 euro. Or wait, what money do they use in Russia? Do they still use rubles? Anyway, I'd be selling these chickens for about a dollar. Because you know you're going to be able to get them for about 20 cents a piece. I'm talking just little toy plastic chickens. Oh, I would be out scouring, looking for Nigerian fans. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, how are you going to be able to identify the Nigerian fans? Well, it's really obvious. Oh, all the Nigerian fans I've seen, you know, they got their white and green jerseys on. They've got crazy sunglasses and hats, all white and green themed stuff. They got their scarves. So far, the Nigerian vans have been the most ultra. You can spot them a mile away. So it'd probably be very simple and easy to sell a whole bunch of lucky chicken trinkets. That would be fun. That's what I'd be doing. Selling lucky chickens at the World Cup. Yay. I went to Russia with a bunch of plastic chickens and I sold them. What'd you do this summer? Went to the World Cup. Sold a bunch of plastic chickens. Oh, that sounds nice. It was nice. Ah, look at this. Egypt. Another shot on goal. Ball comes in. The goalie goes up to get it. Egyptian guy heads the ball from his hands, but the ball goes over the bar. I do not know that guy. I'm embarrassed to say that I only know one person on the Egyptian team, Mohamed Salah. I don't normally get to see Egypt play. I rarely get to see any African teams play. Ooh, that was... come on. See, they almost had a shot off there, but... guy went down. Oh, that's a foul. I don't know. That didn't look that harsh, and so now the ball's going the other way. Oh, no, but Egypt gets it back. Passing it around in midfield. Trying to find a gap in the defense. So they try to work it over to the other side. Let's try to go down the far side. Come on, you guys. We're 27 minutes into this game and this show. And I would have liked to have seen a goal by now. Come on, Egypt. You got these clowns. You can take them. And there's a through ball to Mo Salah. Oh, slide tackles in. Mo Salah jumps. The ball goes over, but Mo Salah regains control. Centers it up into the box. Oh, but it hits the defender and bounces out. So now the ball's going the other way. It's about to cross the half line. There it is. Come on, Egypt. I really want to see these guys do good. Traditionally, they tend not to do very well in the cup. I don't know if they've ever made it out of group play. I don't remember off the top of my head. I don't think so. But this would be a good time to do it with Mohamed Salah. The whole world's watching this guy. Everybody's wondering. Everybody seems to think it's a contest. Everybody thinks, so who's the Golden Boot going to go to? They award a Golden Boot award in the World Cup as well. Will it be Ronaldo? Will it be Messi? Will it be Mohamed Salah? Could it be Harry Kane? Well, right now it's Ronaldo. Ronaldo, I think, has 3 goals. No, wait. Yeah, I think Harry Kane has 2. Mohamed Salah has none yet. Hopefully we can get a couple today. And I don't think Leo Messi has any. No, I think Leo Messi has 1. He missed a penalty kick. Well, he didn't miss it, but it was stopped. Anywho, it's way too early to try to predict who will win the Golden Boot. But, yeah, come on. It's probably going to be one of those 3 guys. Kane, Messi, Ronaldo. And as much as I'd like to keep speculating on that point, it seems we have run out of time. You have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee World Cup Edition, a show that airs every day during the World Cup at 19:30 UTC. I gotta go, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.